I promised you guys to have something special. And I think last, what was it? I think it was last episode, I was talking to you about something epic. And in fact, if you noticed in some of the blog posts and stuff like that, I was saying, hey, save the date for something epic. So it's time to take the wraps off of what that is and just give you an idea of a little something called Windows 8 Pure Imagination. So to do that, let me get my good friend Thomas on here. By the way, in case you are wondering why I keep looking this way, that's because I actually see my other screen over here. That actually allows me to bring up stuff. So it's not that I'm going crazy or anything like that. Anyway.
Hello, hello.
Hello, good sir. Thank you for joining us. I was about to actually just, kind of take the party about Pure Imagination into my hands here. But since you're here, do tell us. Started talking about Pure Imagination. I got as far as saying it's going to be a weekend full of fun and building apps. Your turn.
Yes. So what happened is that we've been doing a lot of stuff across Canada. We've been talking about, design, development, and all kinds of things around Windows 8. And what we did was we said, well, what we should do is we should do a little bit of a focus. And that focus or that kind of goal is how to get people thinking about Windows 8 as sort of this blank canvas. Because a lot of times I think, perception-wise, sometimes people will go, Windows 8 really isn't that just sort of an upgrade to what I have and there's this new user interface that I have to deal with. And the interesting thing is
hopefully if we've done our job, by the way, Thomas, if we've done our job in the last half hour that we were talking to the guys, hopefully we've proven that that's not the case.
We've proven it. And what we also want to do is to just really get people thinking about Windows 8 as sort of this blank canvas. And it's kind of interesting when you sort of take that perspective around it. I think Surface has been sort of a great device to do it because with it being new, it kind of erases people's kind of preconceptions of what computing is, right? They sort of look at, oh, there's this device that has, different types of input that touches, a first-class citizen. I can build almost any kind of app that I want to, right? I can build a line of business app. I can build a game app. I can build one of the buckets I love to talk about is experiential apps. And so what we want to do is to kind of get people together and to really take advantage of that thinking. And so we have this event called Pure Imagination, November 24th and 25th in Toronto at the wonderful Ryerson University. And what we're going to do is we're going to kick it off with a nice inspirational keynote. Our keynote speaker that we're going to have is Grant Skinner.
And I was going to put in there a drum roll for you, but you just went right in there.
Yeah, I just totally stepped over that. So Grant Skinner, if folks don't know, he came from the Flash world doing just amazing interaction stuff. And it's kind of interesting because what we did was we worked with him with the Internet Explorer 9. And we kind of approached him and said, hey, we'd love to work with you and, get you to build, something interesting on HTML5. And him coming from the Flash world, he said, well, I'd love to take a challenge, but, realize that, maybe it's not going to work out very well if the browser kind of falls over for the things that he liked to do. And we said, well, we trust that we have an amazing browser and a great experience that you can create off of that. And he did. And so he built PiratesLoveDaisies.com, which is a great little fun tower defense game where you are responsible for pirates who want to protect their little field of daisies from these all kinds of crazy sea creatures that come out wave after wave after wave. So he created that, and he's created some other interesting things, like the Atari arcade games, where we've basically reimagined the old school Atari 2600 games, as well as Pirates Love Daisies is now a Windows 8 app in the store. And so if folks have Windows 8, which everyone should, they should go and absolutely check that out. And so it's kind of cool because he's going to talk about his experiences and his kind of thinking to inspiration and approach. We're also going to show some other great Canadian apps that have been built to, again, inspire folks. Then at the end of the keynote, I can't tell you exactly what's going to go on, but I can guarantee you it's something that people will not want to miss, and it will absolutely be something that you will see people talking about on Twitter. So I'm not going to spoil it, but I can absolutely say that it will be very interesting and entertaining, and it's absolutely worth the price of admission, which, by the way, is free.
So. I was going to say, I'm like, last time I checked, it was free, but...
yeah, it's free. People just can go sign up for the event. Another good part of the event is the sessions. So what we've done is we've actually broken it out to four different tracks. One is a developer-oriented track. The other one is a designer-oriented track. We've also included a gaming track, along with a track on the cloud, which you might have some interest in. Right, JR?
Perhaps.
And the good part about this isn't just necessarily regurgitated content. So if you come to some of our events, you're going to see pretty much new content. But also the speakers we're looking at are folks who've actually built Windows 8 apps and who can kind of talk to those experiences, as well as doing some more practical type of things. So, for example, in the design track, one of the sessions we have is a paper prototyping exercise where you'll actually prototype a Windows 8 app using old school pen and paper, which is kind of nice because, like I said, a lot of times you go to events and the sessions tend to be just you sit there, you get PowerPointed to death. And what we're trying to do is to kind of create a little bit of practicality and some hands-on aspects to it. And then one more thing, which I think a lot of people will find interesting, is we're going to have an around-the-clock hackathon during all of this. So anytime you're not at the sessions or the keynotes or checking out, Surface devices there, you're going to be able to be a part of a hackathon. And you can either buddy up with friends you know who are coming, or when you get there, you can buddy up with folks and build out a Windows 8 app. And, of course, what you will get from that is amazing street credibility, as well as we'll be giving away some fabulous prizes for that. So a lot of good stuff happening within this weekend in Toronto. And so, what we want to do is we want to get people out there. I'm sure that on D3 we'll have the links there. Also, too, you can go to bit.ly, Win8 Pure Imagination, and that will take you to a blog post that I just wrote that gives you a little bit of insight. And we will also, over the next couple of weeks, be giving out even more details of kind of fun, interesting things that we're going to be doing at this event. So my pitch really is, if you haven't been to a Windows 8 event, or you have been to a Windows 8 event, this is the one you want to go to. This is the one where, we've got pretty much all the evangelists are going to be there. A lot of technical experts are going to be there as well. So you're going to be able to get a lot of questions answered that maybe you've had. Also, too, if it's something where you're still just kind of, putting your toe in the water on Windows 8 app building, this is a great place to go to kind of really immerse yourself in it. So whether you're a beginner or an expert, this is absolutely the place to be. And I would register as soon as possible because registration is definitely picking up now that many more folks are finding out about it. So don't delay on this.
No, I love the excitement, and you always know when Tommy is using his hands and he's getting all excited about things, because now your screen is jumping up and down, and I'm like, yes, he's getting into that Tommy mode where he's getting excited. But you know what? I mean, you heard it here, in that there's a lot of different things that you're not going to see at your typical event, which for me is what's fun. And I actually even get the honor of being your online host for the entire event, which is fun, making sure that you get the same or as much of the same, if not better. Ooh. If not better experience online than you do in person. So, you know, I'm hoping that you can either join the team in person, and I do have the links for you there in the chat, ak.ms/w8pi, or if you want to come into the virtual experience, which again is going to be running the entire weekend as well, ak.ms/w8pi virtual experience. So I'm hoping that you guys will join us. It should be fun. I know Thomas and crew are all coming in into the city here. There's going to be some spontaneous moments of happiness. Stay tuned for more on that. I think you have to be either virtually present or in person present in order to find out what those are, right? We're not telling people what they are ahead of time.
Yeah, I mean, there are some things that we literally are going to keep, you know, as a surprise. So people aren't going to find out till we're there. And, you know, and this is one of the times where I've told people, I said, just kind of like, just like earlier when everyone was talking about build, you know, it's easy to say like, you know, I'll catch it later or, you know, what have you. But there's nothing like the experience. And that's one of the things that we've really focused in on. In fact, one of the things that we've been doing is thinking through, like, literally from when you walk into the door to when you go home on Sunday, what has been that experience for you? And just getting people, you know, getting people excited and motivated is one thing, but also connecting with other people like you, because I've seen so many times from events like this, you know, it might be a developer who has this idea, but, you know, doesn't necessarily have the, you know, design chops to, you know, to build kind of the best quality app possible. And what they've been able to do is to interact, and they find that designer that they can work with. Or maybe you're in a organization and you're saying, well, you know, we probably couldn't do this in-house, but we have a really great app that we want to push out to, you know, the billions of people using Windows. You know, is there someone there who can kind of help us to facilitate it? Because we'll have a lot of great, you know, design agencies there. We'll have, you know, Microsoft partners there. And so, you know, this is that time where, you know, if you really, you know, have been sort of on the fence, or you're going, I just need X to get me to the next step, this is going to be the event to do that. So, yeah, I can't say it enough. You know, definitely sign up. Definitely come to the event. If for some reason you can't get yourself to Toronto, then yeah, we will definitely have an online live experience that you'll be able to take advantage of as well, which of course will be nothing but pure brutality.
And I was going to say, I'm like, in case you didn't know, brutality to Tommy is a good thing. Okay, we gotta get out of here, because it's past when we're supposed to get off the air. It's just been so much fun. And
people have to go register.
Exactly. You know what? And it's funny too, because we're being hailed on the chat here as pure teas. And there's a question of whether there's going to be prizes and stuff like that. So my only answer in the chat was perhaps.
Yes. And I would say that if there is a prize that you think everybody would want, we're probably going to have that there. So I'm just going to leave it
at that. All right. With that, Tommy, thank you so much for filling us in on Pure Imagination. For you guys, thanks again for joining in this month. Next month, we're going to be continuing the discussion on building for all of these different platforms. We'll talk about we'll go a little bit deeper into what we were talking about earlier with portable classes and so on and so forth. So hopefully you'll join us for that. That one is going to be on December the 5th. as always, live and interactive here online. Again, thanks a lot for everything that you guys have been posting in the chat. And if I'm going to leave you with two things to do, register for Pure Imagination is one. And of course, go download your Canadian Developer Connection app for Windows Store and for Windows Phone. With that, have a good month.